Proclamation number 7140 of 5th of June, 1958. The right physician and curative medicine. The soul's recovery can only be achieved by a curative medicine, a medicine offered by the right physician who knows the soul's condition and also knows what helps it to recover. And a right doctor will therefore also know how to influence the human being to give his soul the right medicine. A right doctor will endeavor to make the healing of the soul a priority for the human being, for a right doctor wants to help the imperishable to live in light and strength and freedom. And whoever entrusts himself to such a doctor will also attain life that lasts forever. There is only one Savior who knows the souls and their illnesses so well that he can administer the right medicine. And this Savior is I myself, your God and Father, from whom you once emerged and who also knows exactly what your nature is, what state you got into through your own fault, but who also wants to help you to become like you once were again, when you were able to create in radiant beauty and strength, full of light and free, according to your destiny. But in order to reach this blissful state, your sick soul must first recover. All the dross it afflicts it must fall away, and you, purified soul, must emerge. Everything that is sick, weak and impure must be removed from it, and for this you need a doctor who will administer the right medicine to help you recover. The physician is me, and the medicine is my word. If you now let me speak to you, if you accept my word and follow all my instructions, you can be certain that your illnesses will very soon leave you, that the state of your soul will change, that you will soon feel pulsated by a new current of life, that you will become active in a feeling of constantly increasing strength. Your soul will recover and enjoy the awakening life. It will soon look for a field of activity to utilize its strength, and this field of activity will reach into the spiritual kingdom, which is its true home and to which it now feels drawn. A healthy soul is worth far more than a healthy body, for the latter perishes while the former remains, and for a soul which is ill this can mean an endless time of most bitter remorse and torment if it does not strive for its recovery on earth and thus passes over ill into the kingdom of the beyond. And therefore you humans should all entrust yourselves to me as your Savior and Redeemer, who alone can give you life. For only the healthy can speak of life, the sick just vegetates, it is incapable of any activity, it is a burden to itself and only longs for the termination of its state of illness. And so too a sick soul is unhappy because it does not know the joy and happiness of health but is nevertheless destined to work in light and strength. And it can easily attain full recovery if only it accepts the healing medicine from me and also uses it. This is what you humans need to know. That not only listening to my word is enough but that you have to become true doers of my word in order to be able to perceive its effect on yourselves. You can only become healthy in your soul if you do what is my will, which is proclaimed to you through my word, if you live in love. Love is the true medicine which works with certainty, for it is strength in itself, and the soul which is once permeated by this strength. When the human being performs works of unselfish love, will inevitably also attain life which can no longer perish eternally. And Roman 1, as the true Savior of your souls, will only ever instruct you to fulfill the commandments of love for God and your neighbor. I will constantly admonish you to work on yourselves, i.e., to to fight selfish love and change it into unselfish neighborly love. And all dross will now fall from your soul. It will be pure and clean. Strength and light will flow through it, and it will be able to enjoy fullest health. It will live for eternity. It will be able to be active in freedom, light and strength, and be immeasurably happy. Amen.